The cool air of late October welcomes you into the streets of New Orleans. You've been looking forward to this weekend getaway with some friends, though you are a little tired tonight. Your companions could not resist the opportunity to venture out in the historic French Quarter late in the night. You follow them into the main stretch. Brass bands bellow out bright and blaring jazz, while street performers dazzle passers-by with their magic and dance. There are so many people moving about, shoulder to shoulder, walking down the street with their beverages in hand, laughing and chattering loudly. It's becoming more and more tiresome as you do your best avoiding bumping into them. You dart in and out, struggling to keep up with your friends who are too mesmerized by the energy of the city to notice you're missing. They move farther and farther ahead as rows and rows of people separate you, until you can no longer see them. They're far ahead, and the noise is too overpowering to shout to them. So you decide to slow your pace and take in the atmosphere of this old, strange city. One by one, you pass by the three-story buildings, dating back to the 1700s, with their Spanish wrought iron balconies, richly adorned with large flower pots, draping over the railings, and tall hurricane shutters lining the windows. You try to get a better glimpse of the scenery, but you continue to be distracted by the interruption of people coming and going and coming, bumping into you, crossing in your path, meandering and carousing. You would have preferred a warm, quiet evening to yourself, curled up next to a comfortable fire, wrapped in a thick blanket, infused with a soothing lavender scent, and perhaps a cup of chamomile tea to help you fall into a deep, restorative sleep. You would give anything to break free from the exhausting crowd that is zapping away your energy, but you can't. Suddenly, you notice to your right a small, quiet walkway nestled along the back of the old St. Louis Cathedral. It is a welcome change from the murmuring chaos of the crowd of people. You turn as though obeying a need, a desire you cannot quite place. You begin to hear the noise and rustle of the crowd disappear behind you like a distant memory, as you make your way down this dark, mysterious alley. You cannot shake the feeling, somehow, of tiny hairs rising on the back of your neck, as though a certain presence is near. A presence not of the usual fare of tourists and locals. You look behind you. You see nothing. So you continue your way down, further along, feeling the old cobblestone clicking under your heels with each step. You notice a certain strange, sweet aroma growing around you. The air changes cooler against your skin, almost as though the temperature dropped 10 degrees within just moments. you pick up your pace, not feeling quite at ease with where you are. Though you are not sure, somehow you can almost hear a whisper through the wind from behind you, travelling like a current against your back. Come to me. You are almost sure you heard. You look. Only there is no one. A thick, hazy mist is swirling around you, like a London fog, wrapping a sweet, drowsy blanket around your body and flowing gently into your lungs. You continue walking, finding it more and more difficult to make out where you are or where you're going. Your sense of the buildings around you fade. The stars of the night fall far off into the distance. The signs marking the route of New Orleans dissipate into this strange force that is capturing your senses. You have no idea where you are, only that you seem to be alone. The only hint you can know of your surroundings is the glow of the street lamps lining your path. If only you could find your way out of this oblivion. If only you could make your way back to the familiarity of the people you wish you hadn't left behind. Follow the lights, you hear the whisper say. What choice do you have? All other sights are dull and far away. Maybe if you count the lights, you can find your way back. Maybe you can use them to guide you to where you are meant to be. That's right, you hear again. You begin counting. 10. The muscles in your arms soften. 9. They grow heavier, looser. 8. Heavier and heavier. 7. Your eyelids feel like weights of lead, losing focus. 6. Your breathing slows. 5. That's right, finding yourself drawn down deeper and deeper. 4. Losing your awareness of your surroundings, losing your ability to speak. 3. Finding it nearly impossible to keep your eyes open. 2. Falling down, down into sweet surrender, sweet bliss. 1. Drop. Your mind surrenders as your muscles are too heavy to hold you. You slump against the stoned wall, no longer able to move. You are ensnared. The grey, heavy mist swirls thicker around you, as though some supernatural essence wills it from a place behind it. And within that mist, you almost see a tall figure of a shadow, with burning blue eyes floating inside its centre. They grow brighter, getting larger and larger, as if they belong to someone moving closer to you, fixated upon you, thirsting for you. If only you could cry, if only your voice would obey your command, yet you are captured by a sweet, intoxicating power that has chosen you. Yes, you. You are its muse, its fascination, its prey. Time pulses slower, as though it is no longer a part of your reality. And as the eyes draw closer to you, you find yourself with no way of looking away. And you notice they belong to a woman. Alluring, beautiful, stepping forward out of the mist. There you are. You have come to me, my pet. I have seen you. I have watched you. And at last, you have come to me. Though you want to pull away, the woman has you completely held inside those powerfully blue, compelling eyes until she is upon you. You feel her icy breath tracing the edges of your skin, wrapping its essence around you like a sordid, forbidden shadow. Your head slumps away from her, awaiting her. And she hears every single pulsation coursing through the veins of your chest, neck, and body. That same pulsation moves down, 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 taking root within the secret space between your legs. Her fingertips trace the edge of your neck. That one delicious source of life force, beckoning her to savor you. And yet, somehow, she moves her hands away from your neck, instead gently taking your hand within hers and lifting it up to her lips. You draw in a short breath, as you feel tiny love bites tracing the inside of your wrist. Are you dreaming? Where are you? You open your mouth to moan, which she allows. The tiny, soft nibbles along the veins leading into your hands feel so good. Your muscles slip down into the stranger, yet her will eludes gravity, holding you in a supernatural strength that guides you closer and closer to her touch. She's only taken a small sample of you, merely a taste. And you wonder of all the thousands of people roaming the streets, why you? Why were you chosen? To answer that, her lips release your wrists, and her beautiful, mesmerizing blue eyes pull out any thought, any resistance within you. You are blank. You are empty. You are helpless. And you feel such bliss. Come to me, my mistress, you beg. She chuckles softly and delivers a deep, enraptured kiss inside the river of your life force. Come to me, come to me. Come, you chant, feeling the sweet surrender, the ecstasy, the rapture of release, slipping down, down, darker and darker, into the transfusion of your life force into hers. And just as your breathing slows, as paleness rises, she gently lifts you, cradling you. You are weightless, drifting, floating. You feel your body being carried somewhere, though you don't know where. But you do manage to look up one more time at those powerful, pale blue eyes. And she smiles. This is why I chose you. Why I needed you. Your taste is something I have not experienced in quite some time. It is something I crave, something I need. You are the sweetest, most exquisite wine. Yes, I will enjoy you again and again for a very, very long time. Come with me, my forever thrall. We shall have such a divine time together, and you will love it, oh, so much. You fall heavier and heavier into her arms, happy and utterly released from the bonds of your former life, forever taken into the eternity of the vampire's kiss. Focus on my voice, focus on my words as I guide you gently back towards wakefulness. What you've experienced is a powerful hypnotic fantasy. In a moment, I will count from 1 to 5, and when I reach 5, you will wake up, remembering everything you just experienced, feeling completely refreshed, awake, and rejuvenated. 1, taking in a breath as the air of your surroundings returns to you. 2, beginning to feel your fingers, toes, hands, and the surface you are upon. 3, becoming more and more aware of your surroundings. 4, becoming even more alert. And 5, awake, feeling rejuvenated and refreshed and completely alert. Knowing you have participated in a fun fantasy and loving every moment of it.